And the drive home. It's ironic that I this song that's on is, I believe, Matchbox 20, and it's about the end of the world. I think the lyrics something like, "I believe the world is burning to the ground," etc. It's funny because I was actually reading a and this isn't planned, by the way. I'm not just having fun with apocalypse porn or anything, but I was listening to the audiobook of Lawrence Joseph's book, Apocalypse 2012, which I think I said something about this in a previous Audio Boo little mini podcast. But the funny thing about this book is when I got it sort of on a lark. I think we were doing a show on the Noosphere that was going to be about 2012, and it, or maybe it was before that, but I got it not really expecting anything amazing, because it looked like the sort of book cover that that Michael Bay would give to a book in order to up the box office. But the inside the book, it was very well written, very intelligent, very objective, and just really a pleasant read, but at the same time very disturbing, because you're listening to someone who sounds very much as an individual who is convinced along the way that, at the very least, without knowing what the specifics might be, the year 2012 is something that maybe we should pay more attention to than simply writing off as another Y2K, another subject for a very cheesy History Channel, you know, pseudo documentary. But also listening to a podcast earlier with Terrence McKenna, who, of course, he died in I think 99, 2000, something like that. Would not have ever been the sort of individual that I would have thought I would ever have paid any attention to at all. McKenna was essentially a... who's basically an old 60s sort of... I think he came along later, but he's cut from the cloth of, say, a Timothy Leary, something like that, psychedelics, etc., which I've never found particularly interesting, simply because it's, you know, a bunch of drugs. The more I've heard of what Terrence McKenna was sort of all about, you can't shake the notion that this is a gentleman who was on to something. Not in terms of the psychedelics. Well, I mean, maybe in terms of the psychedelics. I just don't know. I don't have any experience there. But without a doubt, his thoughts on the nature of time, the nature of civilization, the nature of life, has a ring to it that's just impossible to dismiss once you've listened to a fairly in-depth explanation of what he's all about. It really very interesting stuff. For instance, his explanation of the increasing complexity of the universe. He describes the universe as being a mechanism for conserving complexity, and that every epoch of the universe's development has been building further complexity upon existing complexity. Fantastic stuff. This is a bit of a ramble, but that's okay, because my mind is shot tonight, and I'm very much looking forward to getting home and pulling out the sketchbook and doing a little bit of drawing and relaxing. Hopefully.